1965. The great San Francisco acid wave.
Yes, yes. 1965 makes her 45, far from 25. 2 years lesser and met her over on Madison, off of Harlem, where youngins swear that they ballin'. But pardon, saw her sitting on a stoop approach. What confidence do? Told Michael vodka and cranberry, gin and tonic for my Halle Berry. Sherry, nice to meet you. How do you do? Would you mind if I take seat right next to you? Gave $12, tipped them with two. Slid Sherry her drinks. Facts that I soon would discover, uncover, utter from her lips. Seemingly sweet, chocolate and honest tip. Life done with it, daughter out of control. As if I'm unfit to be a mother, I blame that son of a bitch. Nigga, call man a boyfriend, then again can't be. Y'all as far you thinking I'm crazy, to myself I wanna ask from a cougar maybe. Lady, I said, is there something bigger missing? Snap back, listen, better if I end this. Pay attention, I could have stopped all pain. Should've aborted her, ill as if lame, causing all pain. Thoughts of a family, happily growing. Any hopes of a life, everything I ever did, lived through a lie. The drugs, the sex, money as objective. Deals, the cycle complete. Food, housing, yet the feeling inside, empty, incomplete. Meaning my sanity, not all that complex. Food for sex, bills, what's next? Now she my mirror, and my fear of she become like me. The living dead, a soul next to me. She the living dead, a soul next to me, honestly. It's a hypocrisy.
Check it out.
Yeah, I got 1965. I got a story to tell, no lies. I mean a story that's told to my surprise. A lady 45 years old, she idolized
every single thing about you. I know her daughter, she idolized all of the things I never bought her. Her desires brought her demise, I should've taught her before we caught her. 569, the story, I got one.
1965, fast forward 24 years. The birth of a newborn baby brought her to tears. 21 years old now, sipping on beers, asking God where her mama went, losing her fears. I was supposed to be her mentor, playing musical chairs, teaching her how to rap. We was having lyrical stares, metaphorical spars, before she started living in bars and hustling drinks, depending on cushions, sleeping in cars. She be serving nicks and dimes, her name on stop signs, spray painted, family name tainted, ironic, ain't it? She always wanted to stay on the college campus, but barely ever taking no steps. Flying mantis, stationary, and questioning everybody antics, like why nobody hug me, why nobody love me, why do every nigga I meet wanna tune a sub me? Tap, tap, bang, needle drug me. The money she was making from dealing, it wasn't lovely. A fashion from niggas outweighed being called ugly. Beauty on the skin deep from what I was told. Stick stones, break bones, but words affect the soul. Next thing I know, I'm hearing a pussy sold to a nigga. But nobody told a pussy get old to a nigga. But she probably wouldn't listen, as long as she get what she owed. After the fistin' to her jawline, standing under low-lit street lights and alleyways, selling cat to you if you speak right. Cheap price, lady mama lie facade. 4 months pregnant, still fucking, that's what's making it odd. And I pray for her when I'm speaking to God. Though her life's like a 1965 collage, like a mama was. No relationship between the two, though. A trifle to qualify us from getting the kudos.